You're listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Several years now after 9/11, how much better do we understand the threat posed to this nation and others by the forces of radical Islam? Have we taken decisive steps to win this battle, or are we holding back for some reason? What can be accomplished with diplomacy, and what cannot? How much can the U.S. and other Western powers accomplish in this effort, and how much must be done by the people themselves in the Middle East? This question and many others are addressed in the latest book from a man we turn to frequently for his analysis of the war on terrorism. Dr. Waleed Faris is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington, and he is now the author of The Confrontation, Winning the War Against Future Jihad. And Dr. Faris, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Greg.
This is the third book, I believe, that you've written since 9/11, one talking about future jihad, which was the plans that our enemies have against us. The second book was The War of Ideas, how to win, obviously, the battle of ideas that we're engaged in with those who want to do us harm. Now The Confrontation, Winning This War. What does this book focus on in terms of following up from the other two?
Well, as you just mentioned, Greg, this is the third in a trilogy, which a major aim is to explain to the American public, the international public opinion, you know, the essence of this worldwide confrontation. The first book, as you just mentioned, Future Jihad, focused on the history, the ideology, the strategies of them, who they are, those jihadi regimes, movements, individuals, and how do they project their action. Second book, War of Ideas, again, as you mentioned, is how are they able to do it? How are they able to score so many victories, create the huge pool of supporters in the Arab and Muslim world for many decades? And, of course, how are they able to infiltrate the West, not just the United States, North America, but also Europe and other places? Now, the confrontation, which in my term is a policy guideline, principles for government, for NGOs, for international organizations, tries to explain what are the priorities, what are the long-term strategies that the free world, including the West, but not exclusively the West, will have to follow or adopt to win this war waged by the jihadists. And obviously, in that setting, Greg, I put that first principle of defining or redefining the war. That is basically to pin down the ideology, the doctrine of that enemy, and make sure that we're talking about a threat doctrine, a geopolitical threat, and not to lose ourselves in a philosophical discussion. It's a very real threat, which is geopolitical and for generations.
So over the past several years, how well do you believe the United States has understood the nature of the threat and what it takes to successfully and effectively confront it?
Greg, we're coming from really far away. We were, by my scale, 80 points below zero in understanding the threat. The 9/11 Commission, as you recall, all of us recall, asked a principal question: how come we didn't know that there was a war declared against us in the 90s, at least? We are coming very close from level zero, meaning from the principle of most Americans realize that this is a war, this is not a picnic, this is not a reaction to foreign policy, as many intellectuals, very prominent intellectuals, have been putting it, meaning frustrated jihadi elements retaliating against the West in general because they are disenfranchised or because of the Palestinian question. No, now there is a global understanding, at least at the level of government, at least at the level of the classroom, the American classroom, is that this is really an ideology by itself. Where we really do not see a consensus is what to do about it, how to confront it. Here we are divided as Americans and Europeans as well. Some say, well, we have provoked this to occur by going to Iraq, staying in Afghanistan, and those who are saying, well, they have waged a war against us, and we need to make sure that they are forces within those societies who will put an end to the jihadi threat.
And so when it comes to this actual confrontation, I would obviously take from your book that there are multiple layers in how to prosecute that confrontation. What areas are we doing well right now? Which ones need a lot of work?
First area is public support for what we call the war on terror, which in reality is a conflict with the jihadists. First, in America, we need a much wider, greater, deeper public opinion campaign, meaning we need to educate. And that is something that cannot be done in a few years. Not one presidency, not two, not three. But we need to do a lot of information campaigns, education campaigns. But once we are doing this and moving forward and getting the public support in international politics to confront the jihadists, then the next is to build the right coalitions. If you recall, Greg, in the 2004 debates, presidential debates, we heard a lot of critics of the war on terror saying, oh, we haven't had, you know, wider coalitions to go to Iraq. The issue is, yes, we need to have the widest coalitions with those who are aware of the threat and are ready to confront it. And now we have few opportunities, some changes in Europe. We have Sarkozy instead of Chirac. We have Merkel instead of Schroeder. We have a possibility of political changes in Italy and Great Britain, whereby these governments do feel that the threat is coming too close to them, so they see eye to eye with us on Iran, at least, the Iranian threat, the nuclear threat, on Syria, Hezbollah in Lebanon, on Darfur and other places. So my advice to Washington is to seize these opportunities and to build, really, this is the window to build the coalition of the willing to fight the jihadists. And thirdly, of course, reaching the final stage, that is to help pro-democracy, anti-jihadist forces in the Arab and Muslim world to begin their revolution. And I call it democratic revolution against the jihadists.
Our guest is Dr. Waleed Faris. The book is The Confrontation. We'll pick up our conversation right after the break. This is Dateline Washington.